Welcome to the KG Podcast. Today we don't have any special guests or guest stars, so it's just going to be a solo podcast. Today we will be talking about medieval barber surgeons. So the first type of surgery they learned to perform was actually on the eyeball, so it's called eye cataract surgery. And was very painful, because what they would do is get a needle and stick it under the lobes of your eye, and basically peel off the front part of your eye to try and make you not blind. Now only, like barely, it never worked almost. But people believed that it would work a lot, so they tried at least. And it would be nice if it did, because then much more people wouldn't be blind, but...
sorry for that. Interruption. I had to cut out a small segment. Well, where were we again? Oh yeah. So eye cataract surgery. This paved the way for future eye surgery and was pretty revolutionary, but it's very primitive. It's been around for who knows how long, but all I know is it was pretty widespread in the medieval era. So probably not a good sign of if you'd want to actually use this on yourself. Like, who wants a needle under their eyelid anyways? And what else did barber surgeons do exactly? Well, they weren't into medical stuff like the other types of doctors back then, but they were into surgeries, and bloodletting was actually one of the most common surgeries, if you could even call it a surgery. So they used what this device is called. It's called a phleem, and... it's multiple blades, where it's not very sharp, like each blade isn't sharp, but there's a little pointer on the side where you stick it into your arm, stab it into your vein, and then it starts bleeding, and you just let it bleed out, which is exactly what you're supposed to do, and let the blood all spill out, and they thought that blood was infected by, like, evilness, evil spirits, and all this biblical stuff. Because back then, medicine, all that was all based on religion, not really fact, because they weren't really believers in, like, science and all that. Anyone who actually had, like, herbal stuff that worked, a lot of people thought it was, like, witchcraft of some sort. So people didn't even really try to revolutionize medicine and all that until 1500s. And as a little fun fact, the barber surgeon was not classified as a barber surgeon, like named barber surgeon, until 1457 by King Henry VIII, which is a little cool fact that I found. And yeah, that's basically it. Heading the end of our podcast. But before I go, I want to talk about one last thing. Whatever you do, do not bloodlet anymore. That is self-harm. You could die of blood loss. And all that. But back then, people lost a lot of blood from all these surgeries. Which is really bad for your health, of course. So really avoid losing blood whenever you're doing surgeries, of course. But... modern surgeries aren't the same as medieval ones, of course. The main difference is they did not have any pain anesthetics or anything. The closest thing you'd get to, like, a pain reliever was alcohol. And even at that, barely worked. So, this is the end of our podcast. Thank you for tuning in. And see you on the next episode. Wait, how stupid of me. I forgot. Our sponsor today is Amazon. Really, Amazon is, like, nothing new around here, but it's still always very useful to me. Everyday life. Delivers quick. Really, that's all you need to know about Amazon. Delivers your stuff, wrapped up, or however you want it. It's great all around. Hope you check them out if you already haven't, or if you use a different service. And that's all I need to say. See ya in episode 2.